Joint replacement surgery can greatly improve quality of life for patients with pain in the hip or knee that's caused by injury or arthritis, often both. But if the lifespan of the replacement is shorter than the lifespan of the patient, there can be problems, according to Washington University researcher Farshid Gilak.
This is a great surgery if you're 75 or 80 years old because it'll outlast you. Replacing the replacement is not a good surgery. You've got to rip it out. It destroys the bone. There's a large chance for infection. So we want to avoid that.
The problem in patients with arthritis, for example, is that it attacks cartilage, a type of tissue that can't replace itself.
Cartilage, which is the white tissue covering your joints, has no blood vessels, no capacity to repair itself. It just doesn't heal, it hurts, it just gets worse over time. And currently there are really no effective therapies between taking Motrin and having your joint cut out and replaced with a metal and plastic prosthesis.
Gilak's team has been working on an alternative, an implant that could buy some time or even potentially make joint replacement unnecessary in some patients. It begins with stem cells that can be treated with various factors and coaxed into becoming cartilage.
The body's own subcutaneous fat has a rich store of stem cells. This was almost an accidental finding where one of our colleagues gave us some and we exposed them to different growth factors and found that sure enough, the cells that are in your fat, if we take them out of the body, treat them with different conditions, we can get them to grow cartilage. So we have a very easy source to get stem cells from a small liposuction.
Gilak's team then takes that living tissue and uses it to line a woven scaffold made from material strong enough to withstand the forces that our joints must be able to handle.
We developed a technique for 3D weaving. And so what this does is it takes, right now, 600 resorbable fibers. So these are, think of like resorbable sutures. If you get stitches and they melt away, and we weave them into a 1 millimeter thick fabric.
The idea is that they would take a CT or MRI scan and then build the scaffold in such a way that it exactly conforms to an individual's joint. Then the cartilage on that scaffold would line the surface of the joint and ease problems from osteoarthritis. Finally, the scientists inserted a gene into the cartilage that can be activated to fight the inflammation that caused the arthritis in the first place.
We developed a way to actually deliver genes to those stem cells that we could turn on and off automatically from the outside of the body. We coated the fibers of the material with a virus that had a gene for an anti-inflammatory molecule.
And activating the gene helps protect the implant from inflammation. The devices aren't yet ready for human trials, but Gilak says research in people could begin in a few years. His team reports on the new strategy in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. I'm Jim Dryden.